time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
I am the one true king.
Make that game your top shelf for double points. This is Pick Six, now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
It is Pick Six time every Friday on the program. LSU Vanderbilt tickets for this week's winner. Remember, new feature this year on Pick Six, that segment of phone calls. When you get in and you do it by phone, you get two top shelves. People that do it online, you get one. So there's a little bit of an advantage to call in.
Would that be top shelves?
Yes, it would be plural.
Yeah.
Top shelves. You get top shelves.
Or is it like Maple Leafs where you say top shelves?
I said top shelves. So which one is it? I said top shelves.
I think it would be shelves. But,
you think it's shelves?
But we're not talking about actual shelves. We're talking about a top shelf, but you get
Let's
two.
Go from Vanderbilt to Vanderbilt. Max, you be the tiebreaker.
I think in Canada, it's top shelves. I think that's what it is.
Why do you say that, eh?
Top shelf where grandma hides the cookies. It's just such a hockey thing, you know?
I didn't know about that.
Boo.
Oh. Okay. I don't think we learned. We did not solve anything.
No.
How about this? Are they both acceptable?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll ride with both.
All right. 737-1025. 615-737-1025. As the phones explode, let's get them loaded up. Guys, I guess we need to review first. Who is Max reviewing?
Yes.
Okay. Max, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you review.
I was not here when the picks were made, and I know Darren was not either, but it was a pretty grim week for the three of you.
Not good.
Not so great. Vandy was getting 7.5 at Purdue. All three of you picked Vandy to cover. They lost by more than that. A lot more than that.
Yeah.
So no points on that front for any of you guys. Tennessee was also a team that all three of you picked.
Yeah.
They had to beat Brigham Young by 3.5. They did not do that.
Yeah.
That was Darren's top shelf. Tennessee did not win. Another game with no scoring when all three of you went the same. You all picked Texas at home getting 6.5 against LSU. Lost by 7. Vegas knows more than you. Still no points for anybody. But as we get into the second half, things really started to pick up. Our beloved Tennessee Titans.
Woo, tighten up!
Who salvaged the weekend for the big three football teams here in Nashville. They were spotted 5.5 at Cleveland. The Brownies were favored. Not only did the Titans beat the spread, they also beat the Browns. That was Chase's top shelf and Willie's top shelf. That was also Chase's only scoring of the week. So two for Chase, two for Willie.
If you're going to hit one,
yeah,
you want it to be your top shelf.
Singular top shelf, not top shelves.
Nope. We don't get two top shelves.
Okay, correct.
We just get one.
Okay.
Another Titans.
Hey, Carl.
Over, under.
Thanks.
We'll get to you in just a minute, Carl.
The phones are going off the hook back here.
They are going crazy. Okay.
Over, under, 3.5 sacks allowed by the Tennessee Titans. Darren and Chase were optimistic homers and said under. Willie said over. It was 4.
Can you spell it for me?
So just barely over.
That.
So Willie gets another point. Someone's calling in with a complicated name.
By the way, now you know what it's like for players, right? So you're having to do this, and the crowd noise, and
it's great.
You got to power through.
It's a road game.
Pick six on the road.
So that puts Willie up to 3.
Ooh, good.
Darren's still hanging at 1, and Chase is sitting on his double top shelf with 2.
No, I had 2.
Well, we're not on the last one yet.
Oh, okay.
Darren finished strong.
Okay.
He closed it out very, very well.
Patriots.
He brought in Adam Simber for the save? Who's the Indians' closer?
Doug Jones.
Anyway.
I think Rick Vaughn is the answer.
I would like for it to be Rick Vaughn.
Okay. He's about as real as Adam Simber.
Give him the heater, Ricky.
Steelers plus 5.5 going to New England. The Steelers did not even reach 5.5.
No, they did not.
Darren picked the Patriots. I don't know why anyone would ever pick against the Patriots ever, but Chase and Willie did.
Well, there were points attached, so they had to they had to win by a margin. So there's that.
So Darren got 2 on the week. Chase got 2 on the week. Willie got 3 with his top shelf and his Titans over 3.5 sacks allowed. So Darren is now at 6 points through 2 weeks. Chase is at 4, and Willie leads the way with 8. So let's try and go a little bit higher scoring this week, guys.
Let's do that.
I have a feeling we're going to turn it around, though. I like these picks.
Well, I'm sure everybody's figured this out by now, but the lines are loaded because it seems a little bit quieter back there now. All right, let's start off. Let's make it official.
Number one.
Chattanooga in Knoxville. Woohoo! 11 o'clock kickoff tomorrow, our time. SEC Network. Vols trying to get on the board for the first time. We're not going to use the spread. The spread, by the way, is 4 touchdowns. Here is the question, gentlemen. Will Jarrett Garantano throw for over 300 yards? Yes or no? I feel like we need the match game music. Will Jarrett Garantano throw for over 300 yards?
I say no. He won't need to. I think that they just won't have to.
We thought that in the Georgia State.
I don't think they'll throw that much.
Question two. Man.
Well, but it was over 200 yards.
The run game.
Not 300.
Yeah, it was 200.
The run game was so much better last week. The rushing attack was better. So
if they can't just run it right down their throat, then they got bigger problems than
with that offensive line.
It's the mocks, man.
The mocks have 2 guys on the Titans roster.
Right. Not on the mocks roster.
I'm just
saying.
In other
words, they're not playing on Saturday, are
they? They're pumping out NFL guys, Willie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they're not playing Saturday, though.
How many Vols guys from last year's roster are on NFL rosters?
Fair point. I say no. Be under 300.
You say
yards.
No.
I'll say no.
I'll go yes.
All right.
Number 2.
So basically what you're saying is in the third and fourth quarter, they're going to need to keep throwing. Either that or he's going to throw for 250 yards in the first half.
I think they need to get him going. I think things are pretty shaky
right now. You're
basically
running up the score.
Honestly, here's 3 things that are very shaky right now in Knoxville. The head coach, the OC, and the starting quarterback.
Can I add one thing to that list?
That is right now the ire of the Vols fans in Knoxville.
Earlier today, 2 hours ago, Tennessee backup quarterback Brian Moore, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing his last name incorrectly, quote tweeted their hype video from their official account and said, "I need all of Vol Nation in Neyland on Saturday," smirking face emoji. This has 1,200 likes and is leading people to jump to the conclusion that they're making a quarterback change.
Like I said, no on 300 yards. So all 3 of us go no.
Oh, are you officially changing?
I've done it. Card laid is a card played. I get it. Fine.
Sticking with the over.
I don't have a choice because I know what's going to happen. All right.
Number 2.
That'll do it for college this week because college is a poo schedule.
You didn't put Middle and Duke on there.
Come on.
What?
No Middle Duke?
You know what? I should have. I'm sorry. I you know what? I did botch that. I'm sorry.
All right.
I don't have it.
Fine.
I mean, I can change it real quick.
I don't think this has ever happened before on pick 6.
Well, you know what? I mean, an oversight.
The pick late is a pick plate.
No, I went in going. The slate has I'll been tell you what. In. Look, full disclosure, Chase. I went in going, I don't even want to put a college game on because it's so bad. The schedule's so bad, and you're right. I should have.
I don't know
that
what's
out.
Worse, this college schedule or Cam Newton's look on the screen right now.
Look at that. Look at him. Look at Cam Newton's post game press conference. What is that? Is he wearing a bonnet? What is that? What is he doing?
Words can't describe.
Does he have big wolf ears and a bonnet? What is that?
I don't know. And the glasses.
I told you. You hadn't seen that
was
before.
Was he stealing somebody's porridge? What
are
is
you just
going
now
on?
Say,
yes, you just not, I did not see that see last night. I don't know if you know this, but when that ugly game was over, I turned away.
So you had no idea what the guy was talking about? And
no. Well, I've
you just made the list.
Well, no, I've seen. Well, he's come out with these crazy,
this is a new level.
Crazy outfits.
Not like
and
that.
And this hairdo. No. No, I've
That's
not
new.
Seen that. Oh, all right, executive decision quickly. Because we do have more lines.
I'd say stick with what you got.
Stick with what you got.
All right, I'm sorry. I think even our crack staff downstairs, Cliff and Gina, have put that aside.
Yeah.
You're right. I botched this.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry.
What we got?
Sorry, Rick Stockstill. Sorry, MTSU. I should have had that on there. Colts Titans, noon over at Nissan Stadium. We want the game total from you, the listeners. Titans minus 3.5. Willie.
Titans. I'm a believer.
Titans.
Listen closely. Titans, top shelf.
There it is. Okay. There's that should win.
Will win and will cover.
3.5.
Top shelf, 3.5.
Number three.
Who rushes for more yards, Marlon Mack or Derrick Henry? Chase.
That's a good question.
I know it is. That's why it's on there.
Derrick Henry.
Ooh.
That's a flip of the coin right there.
I know. That's why it's on
there.
I
mean, it is 50-50. I'll take Marlon Mack.
I'll go Derrick Henry.
Number four.
Who passes for more yards? Jacoby Brissett or Marcus Mariota? Chase.
Marcus.
I'll take Mariota. I feel like if the Titans are going to win and Henry is outrushed by Mack, then they got to make up the yards somewhere. So I'll go with Mariota.
I'll go Brissett.
Number five.
It's another 50-50.
Yep. That's why it's on there. Jags and Texans in Houston. Divisional game. Somebody's coming out 0-2. The Titans can take care of business. They would send Indianapolis to 0-2, and this game guarantees an 0-2 team in the division as well. Texans giving up 8.5 points.
8.5.
Gardner Webb is the quarterback for Jacksonville.
No, it's Gardner Minshew.
Oh.
The Gardner Webb Bulldog.
I thought it was Gardner Webb. No?
Now, Darren.
This is me. I'm going to go Jags in the points.
But are you saying the Texans should win since they're favored by 8.5 at home?
Yeah, they should win. Yes, they're a better team than Jacksonville.
See, now, I would agree with you on that one. 8.5, if you can't win at home against Gardner Webb.
By the way, the line I've seen it's going up. Like, I've seen it 9.
See,
9.5.
That, to me, is a lopsided match on paper, unlike the Titans-Colts game. You see where the juxtaposition I'm giving you here. There's a difference. That being said, 8.5's a lot. I'd still take the Texans.
Houston.
Number six.
Finally, the matchup of last year's controversial NFC Championship game, except for this year, it moves out west. Last year it was in the Dome in New Orleans. Now they've been talking about it all week. And as Tlaib said of the Rams, that's a New Orleans problem. It's not a problem in L.A., the call. The no call. Saints at the Rams. That'll be Sunday at 3:25. L.A. is favored by just 2.5.
I like the Rams.
I will go Rams.
I'm concerned about the Saints getting the ball down the field. I still think with each passing year, Drew Brees loses a little bit more ability to really zip it in there or challenge the defense down the field. Rams have got talent. I like him at home.
I will go Saints, and I will make the Titans my top shelf.
I will make Jared Garantano under
Tano
under 300 yards passing, my top shelf. He will not
now,
get
Tano might be over 300 yards, but Tano will be under.
I can be honest. He needs to go back to Tano.
I agree.
Tano has not worked out.
It's like Pontus Aberg. Once he went from Auberg to Aberg, it was
just
over.
Yeah.
He ceased to be good.
He's been on seven teams.
He ceased to be good.
All right. Loaded lines. Your chance to get in there. Remember, you have two top shelves as callers. 737-1025. 737-1025 or shelves. Shelves or shelves are all acceptable. This week's winner is going to go over to West End next Saturday to see LSU and Vanderbilt. We'll come back. Your phone calls. Pick six time next. It was good to see David Poyle out at Brent Peterson's golf scramble on Monday at Vanderbilt Legends Club, sporting a very cool Predators hat. It's now time for your phone calls. It's pick six time. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. Let's go to David. David, you're first up. Welcome in.
Well, thank you a lot.
All right, David, here we go. This is your key question for the Mox-Vols game, Saturday at 11. Will Jarrett Guarantano, throw for over 300 yards? Yes or no?
No, and I'm going to make that a top shelf.
Going top shelf.
No, I'm regretting. I have immediately regret this decision.
I mean, if he has to, honestly, if he has to throw for over 300 yards, they're going to be in trouble. They're going to be, like, having to try to win the game in the fourth quarter. I hope it doesn't get to that for them in this game.
He threw for 311 against Georgia State, yep. But without that last-moment touchdown, that doesn't happen.
Exactly. They had to throw all the way through the game. So you're basically saying, Darren.
Can we make it 250? Any chance we could trim that down a little?
All right, Dave. Colts, Titans, what do you got?
I think it's going to be a close game. I've got the Colts on the points.
Okay, Colts plus 3.5, and what's your game total?
I'm going to go 57.
57? So a fair amount of points there. You're saying there's going to be some action.
I think it's going to go up and down a little bit.
All right. Which tailback will have more yards rushing, Mr. Derrick Henry or Marlon Mack?
I'll go Mack.
Marlon Mack?
Yes.
And then which quarterback throws for more yards, Mr. Brissett or Mr. Mariota?
I'll go Brissett on that.
Brissett.
Yep.
And then the other game within the division, Jags at Texans in Houston. Texans favored by 8.5.
Well, I don't think the Jags quarterback is going to do the same this time. So I'm going to take Texans, and I think I'm going to go ahead and make that another top shelf.
Okay, your second top shelf is the Texans. And then finally, we have the Sunday afternoon thriller, Saints at Rams in the Coliseum. Rams favored by 2.5.
I'll go Rams on that.
All right, David, have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I couldn't tell him good luck because if David wins, I had 0 points. I don't think he picked one that I took. I think
he literally went
opposite of everything. So if David wins, next week's review will be Darren. You had 0.
Do you think he intentionally did that?
Oh, I don't know.
No?
Maybe.
You guys both have Brissett.
He did take Brissett.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
So we had one. All right, let's go to Max, not Max behind the glass. Max, you're up next.
All right.
Okay, Max. Jarrett Guarantano, will he throw for over 300 yards against Chattanooga?
No.
By the way, if
I like
he
how
does,
he said that. It's kind of like
if
a,
he does,
no.
Do I get 2 points? Do I get double points?
Nope. Nope. All right. What do you got? Colts, Titans, home opener.
Titans. Top shelf.
Are you Titans flying a plane?
-3. Top shelf.
Yeah, I'm in the fly zone.
All right. Which running back has more yards rushing on Sunday, Derrick Henry or Marlon Mack?
Henry.
Derrick Henry. All right. What about passing yardage, Mariota or Brissett?
Mariota.
Jags, Texans, down in Houston. Texans favored by 8.5.
Houston, top shelf.
Not much belief.
Did he do his game
in
total?
In Gardner-Webb. Oh, yeah, we need a game total for the Titans-Colts game.
49.
And last but not least, Saints at Rams.
Saints.
Saints plus the 2.5.
He did one top shelf. Did he do two?
I got Titans top shelf, Houston top shelf.
Okay, gotcha. Good luck, Max. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Let's go to...
Will somebody join Darren in the 300-yard club? Will they do it?
Curtis, you're up next. Welcome in.
Good afternoon.
All right, Curtis, are you going with Darren or are you going with the crowd? Jared Garantano, 300 yards passing or more.
That we know that answer. He's laughing.
Yeah. No, he's not getting 300 yards.
You regret your decision, don't you?
See, this is a dud question.
My thinking is this. Like, he's going to have to hit some big ones in the first half, unless the game is way more competitive than it should be. Otherwise, they're either going to take him out and try the other guy just because they're way ahead, or they'll just run it. But stranger things have happened.
I agree.
You never know. I just like the percentages there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Are you done? He's already laughed. Let's move on.
He's laughing.
He took the under.
Just remember, if he does get over, we'll never hear the end.
I know. Oh my gosh, they're gonna kill
me. I'm gonna ask Morning Drive if we can come on at nine. Hey, Morning Drive, can we come on at 9 on Monday?
We'll just watch them hit like a 75-yard screen pass on the first play.
Why do you guys want to start at 9? Because I want to talk about Garantano's performance for the first hour.
Well, you never know. Colts at Titans on Sunday.
I'll take the Colts top shelf.
Colts plus 3.5, top shelf. What's the game total?
42.
Just not a believer in the Titans? A sneak attack by the Colts? Are you a Colts fan? What's the deal?
Well, I am not a Titans fan, but my best friend's a Colts fan, so I've had to watch a lot of their games. So I think they'll get it done. I think it'll be 28-14 Colts.
All right. A decisive win. Okay. With that in mind, who rushes for more yards? Derrick Henry or the South Florida Bull, Marlon Mack?
Marlon Mack.
Marlon Mack. All right. And with that in mind, who throws for more yards, Brissett or Mariota?
Brissett, top shelf.
Brissett, top shelf.
Yes.
Bad pronunciation. All right. So you like the Colts all day on Sunday. All right.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't like the Titans. So, this is sort of a, homer pick because of that.
It's a bit of homer pick. You're going with the horseshoes. All right, Jaguars at Texans on Sunday as well.
I'm going to go with the Texans, but I hate the points. But I'll go with the Texans.
Okay, 8.5 is what you're looking for. And then the other game you have is Saints at Rams.
Saints.
Okay, I think we got
Saints
everything.
Saints plus 2.5. Do you have both top shelves?
And a team total, or a game total.
We got the game total.
We took everything Indianapolis, so...
Yeah, Brissett and the Colts.
Brissett and the Colts.
All right, Curtis. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Boy, he better hope. If the Colts win, he's got something.
Let's go to Craig. Craig, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, thank you.
All right, here we go. Chattanooga at Tennessee. Will number 2, Jared Garantano, throw for over 300?
No.
It's just the certainty that everybody is saying this, Darren. No.
The look on your face.
He could play well and not get 300. He could do well.
We've covered this ground. Move along,
okay,
please.
It's Colts at Titans on Sunday.
I'll take the Titans.
Okay, Titans minus 3.5. We need a game total.
47. Make that my top shelf also.
Okay, we got a Titans top shelf, 47. Who rushes for more yards, Derrick Henry or Marlon Mack?
Henry,
who throws for more yards, Brissett or Mariota?
Mariota.
Marcus Mariota. Jags at Texans. Texans minus 8.5 playing at home.
Texans, although I don't like the points like the last guy, but Texans.
All right. Not many people. Anybody take the Jags and the points?
I would.
I did. I took them.
That would be my top shelf.
Really?
8.5?
8.5 is a lot.
I went Houston.
Saints at Rams. Final game.
Give me the Houdat Nation. Top shelf.
Saints. Oof. Top shelf. Plus 2.5 on the road.
Craig, good luck. Have a good one.
Thank you.
All right, loaded lines. One more batch of phone calls on the other side. 737-1025. Your last chance to get in by phone this week and get two top shelves. We'll do that on the other side. ESPN 1025, the game. Another round of phone calls. Last chance to get locked into pick six via the telephone. 737-1025. Let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy, you're up next.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello, Jeremy. All right, let's get this going. Will Jarrett Garantano throw for over 300 yards, yes or no?
No. I'm going to go less than 300.
Okay, no. Colts at the Titans. The Titans minus 3.5.
Let's tighten up.
And need a game total on that as well.
Let's go 48 points.
Who rushes for more yards, Marlon Mack or Derrick Henry?
Derrick Henry.
Who throws for more passing yards, Jacoby Brissett or Marcus Mariota?
Jacoby Brissett.
All right. The Jags at the Texans. Texans minus 8.5.
Jags, and I'm going to make that one of my top shelves.
Top shelf. And then the Saints at the Rams. Rams minus 2.5.
I'm going to go with the Rams, and I'm going to make that my other top shelf.
All right. There we go.
All right, Jeremy, have a good weekend. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Y'all do the same.
Let's go to Shannon. Shannon, you're up next. Welcome in.
What's going on, guys?
Not much. Will Jarrett Garantano throw for over 300 yards, yes or no?
I'm a believer, yes.
Hey! All right. Make him a winner.
He's a believer.
He's a winner.
There we go. Colts.
I didn't want Darren to be by himself.
Well, that was nice of you.
That was a pity pick is what that was.
Colts at the Titans. Titans minus 3.5. Also need a game total.
Titans top shelf and then 53 points.
All right. Who rushes for more yards, Marlon Mack or Derrick Henry?
Marlon Mack.
Who passes for more yards, Jacoby Brissett or Marcus Mariota?
Mariota.
The Jags at the Texans. Texans minus 8.5.
Jags, top shelf.
Top shelf. And then the Saints at the Rams. The Rams minus 2.5.
The Rams.
You got both top shelves?
Titans and the...
Titans and the Jags.
Okay. Yep. Shannon, have a good weekend. Thank you.
You guys.
I'm rooting for you. Really am. I'm rooting for you. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're up next. Welcome in.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
All right, Mark, let's make you a winner. Will Jarrett Garantano throw for over 300 yards, yes or no?
Yes.
Got a run on yeses. Everybody thought about it during the break, and a run on yeses. Here we go.
The Colts at the Titans. Titans minus 3.5.
The Titans, and that'll be my top shelf.
And they need a game total as well.
48.
Okay. Who rushes for more yards, Marlon Mack or Derrick Henry?
Derrick Henry.
All right. Who passes for more yards, Jacoby Brissett or Marcus Mariota?
Mariota.
Jags at Texans. Texans minus 8.5.
The Texans.
Saints at the...
That'll be my top shelf.
Okay. Second top shelf. Saints at Rams. Rams minus 2.5.
The Rams.
All right. You got both top shelves?
Everything?
Good?
Got it? All right. Mark, have a good one. Thank you.
All right.
737-1025. Let's go to Robert. Robert, you're up next. Welcome in.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you all?
Doing well. Let's make you a winner. Will Jarrett Garantano throw for over 300 yards against Chattanooga?
No.
All right.
I thought about making that a double top shelf like I did last week.
Oh, that's right, Darren.
That's
you don't
right.
even know. We have a new.
We had to rule. Make a ruling.
We had to make
here.
A ruling. We have allowed the callers, if they want, to double your top shelf.
What?
If you want to do both top shelves on the same amount of points.
What?
If you're so sure, you can make that. Not one, but both of your top shelves.
Wow.
Yep. There had to be a pause and a meeting. A committee had to rule on that on the air.
It was on air.
So a 3-point question.
No.
No, no.
No, you just get – it's just your – that's both of your top shelves.
I got that right, but not
he doesn't
like
get
that.
To do another top shelf. It's just both of them are riding on that.
Well, so yeah, but same I'm saying technically it's a 3-point question. If he gets it right, he's 3 points.
Yeah, but the maximum amount of points he can get is
okay.
the same.
Okay. Yeah.
So did you win it last week by your strategy?
I got that as far as the pick, but I didn't get much else right.
What was the double top shelf that you went with last week?
That Marcus would get sacked over 3.5.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was
at the end of the game?
The end of the game, yeah.
I was kind of sweating that one.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You guys didn't tell me about old double top shelf.
We forgot.
Glad you reminded us.
Okay. Colts at the Titans. Titans -3.5. I need a game total.
All right. Well, back to Garantino, Tano, whatever. I want to use one of my top shelves.
That would be a new one.
Okay.
Garantino.
Tino, Tano,
all right.
Tano.
Guantanamo. Yep. We got that.
Guantanamo.
Geronimo. I mean, come on.
All right, Colts, Titans. Titans -3.5. I need a game total.
Titans 48.
All right. Who rushes for more yards, Marlon Mack or Derrick Henry?
Derrick.
Who passes for more yards, Brissett or Mariota?
Brissett, and Derrick is my other top shelf.
All right. So there's two top shelves. Jags at the Texans. Texans -8.5.
Jags.
Saints at Rams. Rams -2.5.
Rams.
We're good to go.
All right, Robert, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
All right, bye. You too. Let's go to Clay. Clay, you're up next. Welcome in.
How you doing, guys?
Doing well, Clay. Let's make you a winner. Will Jarrett Garantano throw for over 300 yards?
Yeah.
We got a run on yeses. How about that?
A little bit, yeah.
Colts at the Titans. Titans -3.5. Also need a game total.
Titans. Top shelf, 41 points.
Who rushes for more yards, Marlon Mack or Derrick Henry?
Mack.
Who passes for more yards, Jacoby Brissett or Marcus Mariota?
Mariota.
Jags at the Texans, Texans -8.5.
Texans.
Saints at Rams, Rams -2.5.
Give me the Rams.
Did you give two top shelves?
I think you only did one.
Texans is my other top shelf.
Okay.
Texans is the other one. All right, Clay. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, everybody else, we will get off the air. You will be locked in, so hang on the line, and that'll do it for our phone portion of Pick 6. Don't forget, you can go to thegamenashville.com and lock in your picks via online. You will still be in the contest. This week's winner will get Vanderbilt and LSU tickets for next Saturday over on West End. Good luck to everybody. We'll come back and wrap up Friday's edition of Darren, Donick, and Chase next.